Hi there, this is Aleksandra and you're listening to my podcast Angielski do kawy. Welcome to my podcast series Espresso. The name comes from the combination of the words English and espresso. Espresso is a shot of coffee, and here, every episode is your shot of English, your espresso. Hello, my dear listeners. This is Espresso episode number 29. We've had quite a break again. You should know that if I'm not here once in 2 weeks, it means that I'm either on a holiday or extremely busy. And yes, lately I've been swamped because I've moved house, and you can probably imagine how many things I had to pack and then unpack in the new flat. Anyway, the good news is that I finally found my microphone in one of the many boxes here, so I can come back to recording my espresso episodes. Now I'm still waiting for some furniture and generally trying to organize my life in the new place. On top of that, of course, I run my English lessons as usual, and I've been trying to finish the second part of my ebook with English idioms. Keep your fingers crossed for it, as I really wanted to see the light of the day. How about you? How have you been? Do you try to make time for these espresso episodes or anything else related to learning English? I guess that during your May holiday, many of you had your heads in the clouds, but perhaps now you've decided to get down to learning something new. And it's great because this time I want to teach you another two expressions. The first one is in case of something. This phrase is rather formal and means if something happens or in preparation for when something happens. For instance, we need to know whom we should contact in case of an emergency. Now repeat after me. We need to know whom we should contact in case of an emergency. The translation is: Musimy wiedzieć, z kim możemy się skontaktować w sytuacji awaryjnej. We need to know whom we should contact in case of an emergency. We need to know whom we should contact in case of an emergency. Another example. In case of a power cut, I can use the gas cooker. In case of a power cut, I can use the gas cooker. W razie awarii, braku prądu, mogę użyć kuchenki gazowej. In case of a power cut, I can use the gas cooker. In case of a power cut, I can use the gas cooker. The second expression is to be familiar with something. It simply means to know something well. For instance, in order to be a good tour guide, you need to be familiar with the history and culture of the city. In order to be a good tour guide, you need to be familiar with the history and culture of the city. Aby być dobrym przewodnikiem, musisz znać się na historii i kulturze tego miasta. In order to be a good tour guide, you need to be familiar with the history and culture of the city. In order to be a good tour guide, you need to be familiar with the history and culture of the city. Another example. If he hadn't been familiar with the local customs, he would have got into trouble. If he hadn't been familiar with the local customs, he would have got into trouble. Gdyby wtedy nie znał lokalnych zwyczajów, wpędziłby się w kłopoty. If he hadn't been familiar with the local customs, he would have got into trouble. If he hadn't been familiar with the local customs, he would have got into trouble. And now it's time for your espresso to go. Our context for the phrases is: in case of a cyber attack, call the customer service. They're familiar with data recovery procedures. In case of a cyber attack, call the customer service. They're familiar with data recovery procedures. W razie ataku hakerskiego zadzwoń do obsługi klienta. Oni znają procedury odzyskiwania danych. In case of a cyber attack, call the customer service. They are familiar with data recovery procedures. In case of a cyber attack, call the customer service. They're familiar with data recovery procedures. All right, we've made it. Perhaps the phrases I taught you today are not too challenging for you, but I'm sure that the example sentences may be a bit harder and more difficult to repeat, especially the last but one sentence in the third conditional. Always make sure to analyze the structure of the sentences I give you. It can be a brilliant grammar revision. Visit my website angielskidokawy.pl to check out the transcript of today's episode or have a look at my ebooks and courses online if you enjoy learning English with me and my materials. You'll find them in my shop at angielskidokawy.pl/step. Thank you for tuning in and speak to you soon.